Well, just disappointing, and obviously, we knew we had to play our best football at the end of the season to get into the playoffs, and we haven't done that. These last few weeks, we haven't played the style of football that we needed to get into the playoffs to win the division. And when you're not playing your best, teams can come out and embarrass you. No, I mean, I think it was just a matter. We just haven't played our best football. I think that's what it comes down to. It, the Atlanta game, there were chances. We, at least offensively, we drove the ball. We got into scoring possibilities. We just didn't convert on some third and fourth downs that were key plays in the game. Today, it's just hard to get anything going. They did a good job getting pressure, showing some different looks, not giving us much room to get things rocking. And we had one good drive to get a touchdown. We had a good drive going the next series, but had two penalties that hurt us and drove us back. And just after that, just they just did a good job of making it hard for us to move the ball, and we didn't execute real well.
Eli, you said that play best teams can embarrass you. Was this embarrassing to you?
you can see the score. It wasn't real pretty out there, and that's just that could happen in football. It wasn't a matter of our preparation or anything. Just a matter of execution and playing at a high level and. Everybody, doing their part, and that didn't happen today.
Eli, can you pinpoint a factor to explain the team's struggle on third down?
Today, we obviously had some third and long, which is always tough. Just didn't get anything going. Just they did a good job, getting some pressure, having to move around, trying to buy some time, and give the guys a chance to get open downfield. And they had good coverages, good calls, and better play than we did.
How do you feel physically? They hit you a lot.
Physically feel good. Yeah.
Tom seemed almost confused, by what's happened during the last couple of
years. Well, I think it's shocking. I mean, I think, you prepare to go out there and play well and have a chance to win games. It's one thing to lose, and it's one thing to, be in there and something happens at the end of the game but to not give yourself a chance, to get down early, gain no momentum, get no spark that can get us going and just consistently not make the plays that are there and not execute to our ability it can be confusing.
What is your level of confidence after that New Orleans game? Because judging by the result there, it was as if you guys felt like world beaters at that point.
I think the confidence doesn't waver from game to game. You always feel confident going into a game. You feel like you had a good game plan. You feel the things that you're going to do are going to give you a chance to move the ball, make plays, and win the game. So I think you always go in confident, but that doesn't necessarily lead to productive play, and obviously it didn't tonight.
Eli, what's the reaction knowing that you're not eliminated from the playoffs, but it would take an awful lot of people?
Well, I think all we can do is go out and we got Philadelphia at home and try to get back to playing better football, whatever happens after that, you can't worry about, you can't control. So whether we make the playoffs or whether we go into the off season, at least go into that last regular season game and play better football, and if our season doesn't go on, at least we have a sense that we played well and end on a good note. Thank you.